Natan Gutman, Washington correspondent for the Jerusalem Post, says Israelis are generally supportive of their government's military action in Lebanon.
For many Israelis, it was a shock to see the attack Hezbollah launched against the Israeli soldiers across the border. Of course, the fact that Hezbollah is attacking civilians in Israel and that its rockets are reaching as far as Haifa adds to the shock that Israelis feel and also to the obvious fear over their own lives. Once the operation started, the targets are much larger than the specific aim of bringing the captured soldiers back to Israel. Israel would also like to push Hezbollah back from the border to make sure it does not have the ability to attack Israel in the future.
Iranian journalist Alireza Nourizadeh, who directs the Center for Arab-Iranian Studies in London, says he was surprised that several Arab governments chastised Hezbollah earlier this week.
Saudi Arabia criticized sharply Hezbollah as well as Egypt, Jordan, and other Arab countries in their meeting of Arab foreign ministers in Cairo. There was disagreement among foreign ministers. For instance, the Syrian foreign minister called upon his colleagues to come up with a statement sharply criticizing United States and Israel. The Saudi, while they stood by the Lebanese government and condemned Israeli activities, also blamed Hezbollah for bringing this unwanted war upon the Lebanese people.
But that's not the way most Lebanese view the war in their country, says Rami Khoury, editor of Beirut's Daily Star. Lebanon's major cities have sustained severe damage, and the reaction of residents is a mixture of anger and dismay. Rami Khoury.
I think the majority of people in Lebanon and throughout the region blame Israel for an excessive, disproportionate overreaction, and many people also blame Hezbollah for triggering this process, but the real anger is directed more against Israel, and I think there's also a lot of anger against the U.S. and the Europeans for being either supportive of what Israel is doing or totally acquiescent and neutral and just letting events run their course.
Israel's deputy military chief of staff has said that Israel will complete its military objectives in Lebanon in a matter of weeks. Natan Gutman of the Jerusalem Post says Israelis expect the United States will have a diplomatic role to play in resolving the situation at that point.
I think most Israelis are pleased from the fact that American president is providing complete backing to Israel. President Bush stated that this is an operation of self-defense and that Hezbollah is responsible for starting this military affair. Israelis believe the United States does play a role in eventually brokering some kind of an agreement which will lead to an end to this operation. It is clear that both sides, Israel and Hezbollah, will need some kind of an international intervention to end this war. So down the road, Israelis expect the United States to take the role of mediator and broker some kind of an agreement. Right now, we have not arrived at that point yet.
Rami Khoury of the Beirut Daily Star agrees that the United States needs to get involved, but not in the way that Mr. Gutman suggests.
What needs to happen now is that we have to make a fundamental decision. Are we working to secure the safety of the people of Israel, or are we working to secure the safety of the people of Israel and the people of the Arab world? So what needs to be done is a moral and political commitment to the basic concept that Israel and the Lebanese and the Palestinians and the Syrians all have equal rights. What the United States should do is immediately work with the Europeans and the United Nations, say we are going to implement all the United Nations resolutions that apply to the Israelis and the Arabs and everybody in the region. We're going to push for an exchange of prisoners, an end of the bombing, an immediate ceasefire, an international force to separate the warring parties. So the issue of disarming Hezbollah cannot be handled in a vacuum. It has to be handled in the context of resolving the Arab-Israeli conflict. And if that's done, then there's no need for Hezbollah to have arms.
UN diplomat Terry Reid-Larson, who met with Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni in Jerusalem Tuesday, says that a political framework is necessary to end hostilities. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan and British Prime Minister Tony Blair have called for sending a UN stabilization force to Lebanon. The United States says Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is planning a trip to the region in an effort to quell the violence, but no date has been announced. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.